Yeah, this is it.
Scotty McCreary going to come in to join us for our country Christmas triple play at the Rave December 16th. We've got your shot of tickets for the show, in fact, coming up this morning at 7:50 playing Generational Jeopardy. Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, Shannon. Thank you so much for letting us start the day with you. Looking partly sunny, going to be chilly again today, only up to 38. So feeling like winter.
Yeah, it wasn't bad though this morning. I thought, you know, there was really no wind at all. Just kind of a cool morning.
Yesterday though, that wind, woo. There was some great sleet flying in East Tosa anyway, at one point yesterday. I was outside grabbing some wood, had a good old fire going in the house. I went out to get some wood, had dogs out. And it was like, if it were rain, would have been a downpour.
I don't think I had any weather at my house.
It was just one quick little about 5 minute burst of just sleet. It's kind of cool. I was like, ooh.
Well, you're going to love tomorrow. We're looking anywhere from half an inch to up to 3 inches of snow. They said the morning commute tomorrow is going to be an absolute mess. So if you don't have it yet, and I know my wife will remind me of this when I get home tonight, throw your brush / scraper in your trunk.
Your car. I think mine's at my parents' house.
Imagine this. I'm off tomorrow.
You Lucky can just you. Sit back with your
so guess what I'm gonna be doing?
Beer and your fire. And,
yeah, I'm going to be sitting back with my cup of coffee, fire going, and having the snow fall. And it's going to be the best. Oh, great Friday. I'm already looking forward to that. All right.
I haven't even done my second rake of leaves yet. Get that done in Milwaukee by the 15th.
Yeah. I wanted to go through and do the old mulch thing of all the leaves in the yard, kind of run them over and mulch them in and let that sit before it snows. So
my problem is they all fall at the same time, so you can't do that. Whoosh. One weekend, they're all done.
I may have found what I'm doing the rest of the day today. So I mentioned Generational Jeopardy coming up at 7:50. We'll have your shot also at Jason Aldean tickets. The two envelopes are raining, front row and second row. So we'll see where you're going to be sitting for that show. What's coming up at Trending the Tens this morning?
We're going to talk about that snow tomorrow and changes coming to Bayshore.
All right. Get to that coming up after David Lee and Kenny. Everything's going to be all right at 5:07. She'll be all right. It's going to be all right. It is going to be all right. 5:11 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Partly sunny, chilly. 38 for the day today as we get into trending on the 10s this morning.
Another mass shooting last night. This one in Thousand Oaks, California. 11 people have been shot at a bar there. Early reports say the gunman threw a smoke bomb in the front door and then opened fire. That's in Ventura County. A deputy is among those who were wounded. Several people have been transported to the hospital, but there are multiple fatalities as well. Thousand Oaks is northwest of Los Angeles in Ventura County. There is snow in our forecast. According to the Fox 6 weather experts, we could see a half an inch if you're farther west, or maybe 2 or 3 inches closer to the lakeshore. It's going to fall early tomorrow morning when you're driving to work or school. So I don't know what to tell you. Brush up on your driving skills in the snow once again.
Yeah, isn't it that? Like, first snow, everyone forgets how to drive in it, and it's just a disaster. Don't be that person.
Let's hope it's not a disaster tomorrow morning. I mean, if we can't drive in an inch or two, we're going to be in trouble the rest of the winter, are we? Usually we don't get our first measurable snowfall. The first average snowfall of an inch or more happens around December 1st. So this would be really early. But you know what? If you look at the temperatures, I mean, this is normally rain this time of year. We're not used to having temperatures in the 20s and 30s in early to mid-November.
I always remember, like, I felt like as a kid, we had snow on Halloween, like, all the time.
No.
Nah, I remember the earliest, I think, probably is...
Remember, I grew up miles north of here.
Oh, it can
happen. I grew up in the Great White North of Green Bay.
It can happen in October, but it's not like that's every year, snow on Halloween.
It felt like every year is what I'm saying.
The first significant snowfall that I remember for the earliest was, like, right before my birthday 1 year. Like, a few days before, which would be next week.
And first significant snowfall I remember in November was... When I was a kid, we had a blizzard right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean a blizzard.
You notice how Shannon snuck in my birthday next week right
That's
there?
That's not what Catch I
that?
Meant to do.
Notice how she snuck that in there?
Okay. What was that snow? Right around November 17th?
What's on November 17th?
It's not what I meant to do.
Election Day apparently isn't over. There's still 15 congressional races around the country that are still up for grabs. A winner has yet to be declared in Arizona and Florida Senate races in Mississippi. The race for a special election Senate seat is heading to a runoff. Scott Walker did concede to Tony Evers yesterday. So in Wisconsin, things are at least starting to settle down. And Bayshore Mall going to see some big-time changes if the develop there has his way. You're going to see a lot more retail going away. They're still going to have about 40 stores open if this plan goes through, but they'd like the city of Glendale to help with the financing as well. The project includes demolishing portions of the enclosed mall building to clear land for new stores, as well as residential housing, senior housing, office buildings. They would even have a big square where it could have an ice skating rink. So you'd have skating.
It almost looks massive.
Like what they're doing downtown by the new arena.
They do have like a really cool like square thing. And there's music out there all the way.
It's that square. They would convert that into like, but what they're showing, it looks like fire pits and stuff.
Okay.
And
it is really nice. It's really cool. But I will say the last time I was out there was not a whole lot of retail there. So I'm glad to see that they can revamp that and utilize it because it is a great space. It really is an awesome space.
Well, you know, they've struggled like a lot of malls have losing, you know, they lost that iPick and what else? Sears is gone and there's a total wine there now, right?
I probably couldn't even tell you. I don't know that there's a total wine. I could be wrong about it. There's that big, like,
Buffalo Wild Wings. There's a
sporting goods store.
Air One.
It's
Air One is there.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a Carhartt, except not like a,
it's like a fancy REI. Hiking. It's like a fancy hiking store type thing is what they're, I don't know. It's
always been a cool setup though. I've always liked Bayshore, the indoor outdoor.
Yeah.
Thing.
I
the
love
little
going
the
to
streets,
Bayshore.
The hometown streets.
Especially in the Christmas time. Cause they do such a good job with like lighting the streets and everything.
Yeah.
So it just
yeah.
makes it feel a little bit more magical.
That
Santa
is
this weekend.
I know him.
That's trending on the tens. It's 5:15.
Good morning, 527 at the Ritter. Scott and Shannon, tomorrow looks like you're going to want to make sure you've got the ice scrapers, the snow brush in your car. Apparently, the commute about this time tomorrow looks like we're talking snow. Yeah. Sunshine, though, today, 38. Don't mean to bring the mood down. We're gonna try and make you happy. Put a smile on your face coming up.
If you're in Sheboygan, you could see 4 to 5 inches during that snow tomorrow morning. Here in the Milwaukee area, two a tree,
don't you know it?
Two inches.
We'll just keep her moving. Coming up, we'll give you the stories, put a smile on your face. Promise, make you feel much better. In fact, I actually have a story that involves snow and something that some great people did for a young boy in Canada. Promise it's good stuff. We'll tell you about that coming up next in the good stuff.
5:32 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. Partly sunny and chilly today with a high in the upper 30s. Cold tonight. Snow could begin after midnight down to 30. Tomorrow morning is going to be messy. 1 to 3 inches of snow expected to fall in the Milwaukee area. High tomorrow. 34. It's 31 at FM 106.1.
As we'll start your day off with the stories, put a big old smile on your face.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
Well, we're talking about snow in the forecast here tomorrow, but it won't be nearly the snow that they had experienced in Edmonton, Canada, where every afternoon a mom goes to pick up her son from school to walk him home while her son is 6 and uses a wheelchair because he suffers from spina bifida. Well, this one day a few weeks ago, they experienced a lot of snow, so much that she couldn't wheel the wheelchair through the snow to get home. Well, tried using shovel to kind of clear a path. It was going to be too difficult. A couple of strangers stopped by and decided they were going to try and shovel too. So they're trying to shovel in front of the wheelchair so she can push them home. Realized this is too much work. You know what's easier? Let's pick them up and just carry them half mile home. They carried the boy and his wheelchair all the way home.
Oh, my goodness.
Mom was so impressed by the kindness that she put this on Facebook and, you know, saying that, you know, she's thankful there's really good people out there to do good things. And apparently people must have taken notice of it because she says since then, people just keep showing up and shoveling snow on the sidewalks to clear the way between the school and the house so she can always get her boy home now.
That's great.
My story is coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, where there's a couple. It's Nick and Stephanie Sasfi. We're recently at an event that looked similar to kind of the way that Jazz in the Park in downtown Milwaukee was. Oh. There are a lot of people just sitting on the lawn. There's some music playing and things like that. Well, their toddler was with them at this event. And when they said, okay, come on, Jude, time to go bye-bye, Jude got up and proceeded to hug every single stranger on that lawn. So normally, you know when you say bye and toddlers throw tantrums and stuff, Jude just started walking up to random people, and his parents had to explain, like, we just said we're going. So they let him continue on for a little bit. There's a really cool video that I'm going to put up at fm106.com, Q in the mornings, but it is so adorable. And then people are, like, practically coming up to Jude and asking for hugs.
That's probably what Jude does at family functions, so Jude thinks that's probably what we do everywhere.
Right.
The child has been raised well.
But at one point in the video, there was, like, another person. I would say he's about 2. Another kid his size, his age, comes up to him and gives him the big hug. Yeah, that's the good stuff.
That is awesome. The other thing that is good and really good stuff would be front row tickets for Jason Aldean, right? Your chance to win those. Coming up playing Generational Jeopardy 7:50 this morning on FM 106.1. Here's Luke Combs now at 5:35. 7:20, yeah. Don't forget Jimmy Allen coming to join us in Punta Cana along with Dylan Scott. Boots on the Beach 2019. The deadline Monday to get signed up for that trip. So act fast now. FM106.com, keyword boots. And coming up, it's been something that... workouts. What exactly qualifies as a workout? How do you count something as a workout? And does hooking up count as a workout? There's a new study that actually looked at that, and they think they finally figured out the exact answer to that. We'll discuss coming up after we get a look at the roads. John?
From the Lynch-McGuanago Total Traffic Center, good-looking ride this morning.
Good morning, 552 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon's mentioned $1,000 cash for you to win coming up here at 7 o'clock, or sorry, 6 o'clock this morning. Throwing up, but the subject is kind of interesting to me. It's something people have debated about for years and years and years, decades perhaps, is hooking up, using the air quotes with it, counting as exercise.
You're not talking about fishing.
No, I'm talking about two consenting adults partaking in some sort of activity.
Booty.
Yes. Does that count as a workout?
Booty.
Scott?
I would say yes, it does. That's physical activity. I would say yes, absolutely it does. You're getting the heart rate up. You're burning calories. Probably more so on a hot summer night.
Do you think it's like it's a worthwhile workout?
I guess it depends on...
You could argue anything is a workout then, like vacuuming or even walking the dog in some cases is not working
out. That's exercising.
It's exercise, but you need to have intense cardio.
You're talking about getting the heart rate up and
for long
the blood pressure
of time,
down.
So Scott's on the yes, it is. Shannon's on the no, it isn't team. University of Quebec in Montreal actually did a study on exactly this. They had a bunch of couples in their 20s that they looked at with this. They say that 4.2 calories per minute typically are burned by men, 3.1 per minute for women. Considering the average hooking up period is about 7 minutes, it's not a lot of calories and counters. They say it does not really count.
Seven.
And it should not be counted.
7 minutes?
Again,
okay, that's not very
it's a
much.
Workout yeah. if it's over an extended long period
gotcha.
Of time. 7 minutes is not a long period of time. That's about the equivalent of running down the hallway and running back. Do you consider that a workout?
I just Googled for kicks. Time magazine did an article in 2016. Say men burn on average 101 calories during sex, women 75.
Apparently their length of time must be longer than,
must
the,
be,
than 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Or in Canada, things are much different.
Seven
I don't
minutes.
Know. I
Whoa,
figured,
what was that?
I mean, yeah, they say basically if you're trying
it's
to use
not
it
even
as
worth lighting candles for, man. 7 minutes.
Does that include cuddling?
Wow.
No? But yeah, so... Montreal, University of Quebec says, no, it's not considered a workout. Sorry, fellas, if you're trying to use that as an excuse.
Yeah, what do they know? They're in Montreal. They don't even speak English up there, do they?
They speak English.
I know.
It's half
kidding.
And half in
I'm
Montreal.
Just kidding. The official language is France.
Do you know any French, Scott? You speak.
But, yeah. But of course I do.
Watch out. He's going to start
I love when he starts
breaking
French.
Out and be our guest from Beauty and the Beast.
I don't really know French.
Clown.
Clown. See, I do know French.
Eiffel Tower.
Tour de Eiffel.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's good. You nailed
yeah.
it. No, Shannon?
I'm just waiting for him to go, croissant.
I could count a little, too. Un, deux, trois, quatre.
My son Jack said he's got a toy that does it. It's got counting, and it does it like in English, Spanish, and French.
That's cool.
I always love the, duh.
Yeah, that's true.
And my wife looks at me. She goes, that's not funny. I go, no. That's French.
It's a very funny language at times, but also very beautiful. But of course.
Duh. $1,000 cash. We'll give you a chance to win that coming up. If I die. World, I made it so good. Girl, I'm so good, babe. Dustin Lynch, his latest good girl with Ritter Scott and Shannon 602. Good morning. Going to see sunshine. Chilly start to the day, too. Only going to see about 38 for the high. In fact, we're talking snow tomorrow, so make sure you got the scraper and brush all set to go. That commute tomorrow is going to be kind of a mess as you're headed into work. And what's coming up in trending in the 10th this morning, Scott?
We have an update on that mass shooting in Southern California last night, and Yelly gets his own bus line. We'll talk about that.
All right, John, what's going on the roads for the ride this morning? Well, looking to my right, there are two envelopes remaining. Inside those envelopes, tickets for Jason Aldean's show at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater, which the pre-sale is going on today. Check our socials at FM1061 to find out that code. Do go in and buy your tickets before they go on sale tomorrow or win your way into the first two rows coming up 7:50 with Generational Jeopardy right here at FM106.1. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. As we get into trending on the tens, you got an update in California?
Yeah, bad news. 13 people, including the gunman, are dead after a mass shooting at a Southern California nightclub. It happened at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. That's northwest of Los Angeles by about 40 minutes. The shooting started around 11:30 last night after the gunman threw smoke bombs into the club. It was college night. This bar is 2 miles from California Lutheran University. Locally, a couple people hurt, and one of them in critical condition after a big wreck on I-43 in Glendale. This happened yesterday afternoon. Again, one person had to be taken to the hospital and listed in critical condition. Christian Yelich getting his own bus line. Well, sort of. Temporarily, at least. MCTS making the announcement yesterday that the Route 22 bus line will be called the Yelich line.
Oh, that's awesome!
Between today and next Thursday, which is the day everybody expects Yelly to be named MVP. So you get a week of riding the Yelich line, which goes from 60th Street. It runs down center from 60th to the UWM campus. And if he wins the MVP, all 400 of their buses on the streets that day will be flashing Christian Yelich messages.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I got to give it to the Milwaukee County Transit System. Of everything they've done through this, from trolling the Dodgers to their Twitter feed, that is one to follow.
They picked me up as a follower on Twitter.
Whoever runs that does it. Seriously, they're awesome. Milwaukee County Transit got it going on.
Yeah.
Props to them.
Yeah, they do. They're fun on Twitter. At 6:12, that is trending on the 10th.
All right. Holidays right around the corner. You ever get a craving for some holiday foods? Well, there's certain foods we may crave more than others. We'll talk about that right after Kit Moore right here at FM 106.1. Was it the 29th? Kit Moore going to be telling a really cool acoustic show that he's doing at the Riverside Theater. All the ticket info, you can grab it right now at FM106.com. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. Holidays around the corner, and, well, the holidays obviously mean getting together with friends and family, eating, and 87% of us, that is, admit to experiencing food cravings during the holiday season. Guilty. Guilty. 26% say they give into those opportunities every time they arise. But
I think it's a lot of like nostalgia and stuff, though, too. Because whenever it gets closer to Christmas, I don't really like cookies, but I will always crave my mom's like
Christmas cookies,
chocolate cookies that she always makes. Yeah,
I just love the sugar cookies with the icing and the the snowmen,
sugar
and
cookies,
the bells, and I just love the sugar cookies. I also love the little snowball cookies with the almond flavor that are covered in the powdered white sugar. Those are so good.
Yeah. Funny. That's only at Christmas. I end up eating a ton of those. Otherwise, it's like
same here.
Oatmeal.
So those are your cravings. You're starting to think about those things right now. Like that's your
not until you just brought up the story. I haven't, but yeah. But you're right, Shannon. We eat certain things at our house at Christmas that we never eat the rest of the year.
Or Thanksgiving, especially like stuffing.
That's it for me.
Green bean casserole.
Stuffing is my. I mean, we do have it throughout. I should say dressing. Have it throughout the year, but like just that salad that like. Pork sausage and bread and like just done as like a just think about it right now. I'm like, I can't wait. By the way, Thanksgiving's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, it's good. It's not something I crave, but I enjoy it on my Thanksgiving plate. But that's not something that I look forward to.
It's like the month of November hits and I start thinking about it. I'm like, oh, and you have some bird and some dressing. And, and I'm not a huge carb person we talked about. Like I'm not a huge I crave bread person like a lot of people are. So the fact that I crave that to me is like, yeah,
right.
I really, really want
to. Well, try to put it out of your mind.
Oh, which actually stuffing or dressing, third on the top 10 most tempting savory holiday foods. Sweet chocolate cookies. Boom, Shannon, number one on the list.
Chocolate cookies?
Chocolate chip cookies, number one.
For a holiday? Not chocolate chip.
I don't even think of that.
Yep, apparently that's the most tempting. The most
not
tempting.
Chocolate chip.
I mean, in chocolate, in general, chocolate cookies, you see those all year round. Yeah. I don't think of that as a holiday treat.
These ones have like the Andes candies in them and all that stuff, though. So it's a winter cookie. It's a Christmas cookie.
Are you talking about like the ones like you put a Hershey's Kiss in the middle of a...
No, my mom makes them and the Andes candy melts on top and they're really soft. I'll ever make you some.
Please make some and bring them in.
Sugar cookies, sixth on that list. Pumpkin pie, number two. Brownies, apple pie, 3, 4.
Okay, apple pie... Once again, still not a big pie person, but I feel like I need to have at least one slice of apple pie during the fall.
Also, something I don't think about as being a winter or holiday thing. I think of apple pie more in the summer. baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. All the all-American meal, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have apple pie for me fall. Once it starts hitting fall, I got to have me a slice of pie, a la mode.
I mean, we've hit the Elegant Farmer in May before just to get their apple pie.
Yeah, the savory mashed potatoes, number one. Turkey, stuffing, rolls, mac and cheese.
We do a lot of the, you know, the appetizer stuff. We'll do more of the shrimp platters during the holiday season. The Merck's cheese is always makes an appearance, and only at the holiday season around our
house.
And
only the port wine flavor.
Oh, yeah,
that's the best.
That's my favorite. The port wine is my favorite.
What is your food you crave the most, that holiday food that as now you're looking at 2 weeks of Thanksgiving and Christmas coming, you're going, I can't wait for this.
I know what somebody's going to say.
799-1061.
Christmas Eve, raw meat.
Way on our socials as well, at FM1061 Mornings. Yes, cannibal sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
624 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Can you believe Thanksgiving 2 weeks from today, and 87% of us experience those holiday cravings, foods that we just need to have. And Sarah, what is it for you?
7-layer salad.
Oh, yeah. We do that on Thanksgiving.
Oh, we do it to every holiday.
So do you do it in the summertime, too, because it's kind of refreshing?
Is that the one with mayonnaise and potato chips and Skittles and
lettuce?
Lettuce.
Cheese, what, peas?
Frozen green peas, cheese.
So it's like everything you find in a salad bar, you just pitch into a bowl?
It's tasty, man.
Yeah. The mayonnaise is mixed with some sugar, and we do Parmesan cheese.
I am not familiar with the 7-layer salad.
Yes.
That is a new one for me.
Being the foodie, I can't believe you're not familiar with a 7-layer salad.
No, not a 7-layer. I don't know why. Maybe I don't know. No 7-layer salad. But I am familiar with Jason Aldean.
Wikipedia has the recipe, by the way.
Okay, I'll check it out. And I do know that Jason Aldean's coming to Summerfest. We've got front row tickets. Your chance to win them coming up at 7:50 this morning here at FM 106.1.
Pedal to the metal on a downhill slide.
Good morning, 6:28 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Commercial-free country coming about an hour from now to get your day started. We'll do that at 7:30. And what's up in Nashville, Shannon?
You know how Scott just announced the Sexiest Man Alive the other day? Well, they have a country Sexiest Man Alive.
Ooh.
And we'll tell you who made the list.
That's the one you're on, Scott. Finally, they found a spot for you.
I'm somebody now.
What's going on the roads, morning, John?
From the Lynch-McGuanago Total Traffic Center in the Lakes.
6:34 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. Here's the forecast from the Fox 6 weather experts. Partly sunny, chilly, 38 today, down to 30 tonight. Snow starts after midnight, 1 to 3. What? On the ground by tomorrow morning, 1 to 3. It's going to be a messy
I don't think it's
going to
stick, though. It's going to be that, like, it falls and we have to register and say it's inches, but it's just going to look like it rained a little bit or there's, like, some sort of, like, fuzziness on grass.
Drivers aren't going to like it, though.
You're right.
Make things slick because it's going to be, you know, what, 30. So it's going to be slick.
Dig into your glove box. Get out the thing that tells you how to drive.
No
leftover
road salt like we have during winter snow. Usually it'll melt a little bit. This is going to be the first snow
season.
They
got to get the cheese trucks out tonight then.
They will.
That cheese juice.
They're going to have to. It's 30 now at FM 106.1.
All right.
My afternoon is going to be spent at Menards trying to pick up a new scraper because I left mine at my parents' house. I didn't think it would snow this week.
This is the day when you turn into all the local TV news casts.
Snowmageddon!
They're all going to be
tomorrow,
Ace Hardware and Home Depot.
Yeah.
And they're going to show that standard because it's the law. They have to do this. They'll show the snow shovel aisle and then the snow blowers and then the road salt or the salt aisle.
Right. Those news moments are like as big of a law in the state of Wisconsin as hot ham and rolls on Sunday. You're right. Absolutely. Chance of $1,000 for you coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. We got to get into national news, though. Shannon, what's up?
All right, I'm going to start off with Kid Rock because, you know, it was sometime last year or earlier this year that there was a joke going around that he was campaigning to run for Senate. Well, Jimmy Kimmel thought that it would be funny to ask people after Tuesday what they thought about Kid Rock winning in his home state of Michigan, and people were actually believing that he ran.
Oh, my.
He won. And all this stuff. So the video is actually pretty funny. If you want to check it out, FM106.com, keyword mornings. But
I think he will run.
He said he would never run.
I think he will.
Would never, ever run. That was to promote a tour.
I think he will run. I mean,
he uses very explicit words that I cannot use on the radio.
You know who else said they would never run? I think it was on the Oprah show several years ago.
Oh, he's the president
Donald
now, right?
Donald J. Trump said he would never run for office.
Scott, would you ever run?
No.
You'd be good.
Too many skeletons.
That's just me, too. There'd be some crap someone would find, and I'd have to answer for it. And I don't feel like... ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, okay, he's the radio guy. Ugh. He said this one time on his show. It was in a jestful, joking manner, but we don't care because we're totally oversensitive about everything nowadays.
Who are you impersonating there?
I don't know. It's just some voice I'm coming up with.
Yeah, you guys better hope that you never run for office because I have a lot of blackmail on
y'all
with.
You'd be
he hates vegetarians, rips on them all the time. Right. See,
so
I can't run. I can't run.
All right, anyways. Who were we talking about yesterday when we were creating fake campaigns? And I said, you can't trust Scott Dolphin. He looks at Wikipedia as
a reference.
Can you trust a man?
As gospel.
Who uses Wikipedia?
All right, I mentioned that.
After he wrote the article.
That is sure that's true. Country music has a sexiest country star, so move on over Blake Shelton. Not him this year. I know a couple of days ago, Scott mentioned the sexiest man alive, Idris, of course, Idris Elba. Well, sexiest country star is Mr. Thomas Rhett. Thoughts?
Crickets. Nope. Crickets. What? I'm sorry.
So the two guys.
Dudes are not my thing, but Thomas is a funny, cool man. I don't think he's an attractive looking dude.
I can tell you right now, a lot of my friends are very happy with this choice.
Here's my thought. Is he become more attractive because he's a dad?
I think that's what a lot of it has to do with his fans. Not only is he incredibly popular, he's a great songwriter. He's always professing his love for his wife and family, which chicks dig.
How am I not the hottest guy in the world then? I say the great. I talk to my wife all the time.
It's not get carried away.
No?
We had a conversation on the air the other day how you thought your wife was wrong, that you went through a self-checkout aisle and you were trying to get people on the air to back you
Thomas
up.
Rhett would never do that.
Yeah, exactly. Happy wife, happy life. She's always right.
That's why he's the sexiest man alive.
We can put a poll up of like the sexiest man in radio in Milwaukee radio or something. You guys want me to start that?
Nope.
You know what? I'm not even going to fall into the top 700 with that one.
There's
people that work in office buildings that have said three words on the air that are sexier than I have that'd be higher up on the list.
All right. Well, nonetheless, I don't think any of us can compete with Thomas Rhett, and that's why he got the title. That is your Nashville News.
Brought to you by Carpet City at FM 106.1.
Here's Dan and Chase, Speechless Now. You say you'll be down in front. Dan and Shay, Speechless, with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on F106.1. Good morning, 6:42. If you follow our socials, you may have seen yesterday, Shannon popped in with a donut in the studio. And what I would only describe as the strangest technique for eating a donut. There was a fork involved.
I didn't want to get my computer, like my keyboard all messy.
Oof.
Unlike you two, have to actually do work aside from talking on the air.
I feel like that's against donut etiquette, though. So we might give a chance for redemption. I got my chance at redemption earlier this week for something. We've got Joey from Cranky Al's in studio. We're going to see and talk to him a little bit about maybe some donut etiquette and go for redemption on that for you, Shannon, okay? That's coming
all right
up. John, what's going on the road this morning?
Ritter, Scott, and Shannon now.
6:51, chance at $1,000 coming up 7 o'clock this morning right here. And yesterday, we were giving Shannon a hard time because she brought a donut into the studio and was eating it with a fork, which to me seems like it's against donut etiquette. And friend neighborhood down the block from me, Cranky Al's, Joey, mentioned it on social media. And so he came in this morning and brought some donuts with. I mean, honestly, what did you think of the fork? Is that against donut etiquette?
I would like to say it is, but it's also not. I mean, I think there's just different types of ways to eat a donut.
Wait, you even have forks at Cranky Al's?
Sometimes.
Well, they've got other good breakfast foods. So, yeah,
I mean,
but
if you're getting a breakfast burrito or something like that. So, I mean, but
really
you usually got to pay extra if you're going to use it with a donut. But I would consider that's a fancy pants way of eating a donut.
It was just so I wouldn't get my keyboard sticky.
Okay, so like the different qualifications of donut eaters.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, for the kids, the top eaters, where they just eat the frosting, the toppers, you know, and then they just leave the rest of the donut alone.
That's like my son, except for the Bavarian creams. He loves the cream. He'll eat like the frosting and the Bavarian cream.
Yeah.
That's his favorite thing.
It's the old Seinfeld formula, the muffin tops. You just eat the muffin top. Nobody wants the rest of the muffin.
Yes. I don't disagree with you at all. I mean, then with the cream, you get the straw and you could suck the cream out for the kids too.
Oh,
I never thought of that.
It's a game changer. And then you have the one biters where they put the entire donut in their mouth. I mean, those are the crazy people. But
I don't know if I could do. I'm a two bite. I don't think I could do a whole a whole donut in my mouth at once.
You should try it one time. I mean, we got donuts here today. You can definitely try it.
I feel like that's a challenge.
Yeah. Put this on social.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're going to have to video this, though, first.
I feel like that's a challenge. So.
Yeah, or the halfers, right, where they cut the half and they ask if anybody wants to share it with them.
Oh, my God. We have that in the office here. So, like, this box of donuts, we could set in the break room, right? You're going to come back an hour later. There's going to be a bunch of them that are, like, torn pieces off or, like, half torn off, especially if it's something filled. No one wants to just, like, hey, play the roulette game and what you get to what you get. Yeah. No, I got to tear it open and look and see. Oh, no, that's raspberry. Don't like when poonchkies come around. Yeah. It's the worst.
It's like Saw. You want to play a game?
Yeah, right?
Or they're watching the calories, so they'll just cut off one part of a donut. But then they'll come back and cut off another part of a donut and then another part of the
donut.
But
we have multiple half donut eaters here. So it's like they all can't take like the last half that was just cut off from somebody else. They have to cut a new half of something because
everybody's
don't trust
got
anything.
That in their office. It's in every office. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon, F106.1, talking with Joey from Cranky Alice. Now, I wanted to bring up, too, the other day, you guys got a really popular place there in Tulsa.
Thank you.
Social media, you got a little flack. Governor Walker was in there on Election Day. I thought that was like, really? Come on, people.
You know, I think the biggest thing about that is just showing that we are a bipartisan, you know, donut shop, that we don't judge who you are, whether you're Democrat or Republican, no matter, you know, what race, gender, sexuality you are, you're welcome. And we're going to treat you the same as everybody else that comes in that door. And that's the biggest thing is whether you have $1, $1 million, or $0, we're going to take care of you. And that's the biggest thing because it's all about community at the end of the day.
And Scott Walker's always had a home while in Tulsa, and he's been a regular at your place before.
Correct. Correct.
And that's what I said before. I mean,
he was coming before he was governor, so he's come. And I've had the pleasure of coaching his kids in football at Tulsa East, but he was coming way before he was ever governor.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities and high-profile people go in there. I know all the time one of my favorite celebrities of all time, every time he's in town, is there for a crawler.
Oh, I thought you were going to say yourself.
Alton Brown, every time, has to go there. Not myself. I don't even put myself in the same category. I'm not even like a piece of dirt at the bottom of Alton Brown's shoe.
Ritter's eyes start glazing over when he starts talking about celebrity chefs like most people would talk about Aaron Rodgers. That's how Ritter is with celebrity chefs.
Yep.
Pretty much.
True.
Pretty much. Yeah, I always think it's great. Alton, every time, he's got to make it a point to stop in there.
You feel the same way about Joey being in the studio this close to you?
I do a little bit. I'm feeling like I'm meeting like the biggest celebrity in Tulsa because
I'm not the biggest celebrity.
I'm
a little nervous around you guys. Right.
I think if there's anything that you can learn, though, you know how everybody says we all bleed red? I think that at the end of the day, we all love donuts.
We all play donuts.
And that's like a community thing.
I mean, I would vote donuts for president any day of the week.
There you go.
Especially a crawler, for sure.
Some of them eat it with a fork, but to each his own.
On a regular basis, I'm a piecer, so I'll break it off in pieces instead of shoving it in my mouth.
Well, maybe we'll do the challenge. I'll see if I can do one whole donut. I can become a one-biter. I've actually got a game I want to play with you too, Joey, involving donuts, and we'll get to that coming up next right here on F106.1. Good morning, 6:58 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon, making it simple for you to grab $1,000. Coming up, the 16K workday on the way. In studio this morning, Joey from Cranky Al's trying to give Shannon redemption on her donut eating with a fork. Although apparently that is allowed because that's, what do you call it, the fancy pants?
Yeah, the fancy pants way.
As long as I stick my pinky out, it's okay, I feel like.
Again.
So, I did something the other day. You're familiar going to Bucks games, Brewer games, stuff. They always play games on the screen. I wanted to try this with you because there was a lady over the weekend that named 27 cheeses in 30 seconds. I thought this could be really fun and interesting to take a guy that donuts is his life and see how many types of donuts you can name in 30 seconds.
Ooh.
Okay.
Are you up for the challenge on that?
Oh, I was born ready.
Oh, Shannon, are you going to be able to keep track? Because I feel like he's going to go really fast with this.
I've got the timer ready to go.
All right.
3, 2, 1, go.
Crawlers, glazed cake, cinnamon cake, plain cake, chocolate peanuts, black and tan, blueberry, cherry, apple, pumpkin, chocolate long john, vanilla long john, Bavarian cream, chocolate peanut butter, buttercream, chocolate buttercream, gummy bears, cinnamon sugar twist. Now I'm going bad here.
You're doing great.
M&M's, just running down Reese's, the menu of Cranky Al's.
Apple fritters, maple bacon, maple raise, glaze raise, chocolate raise, vanilla raise.
That's it.
Good.
You had 27.
Oh! You tied the cheese lady.
That's amazing.
27 Under pressure.
So that was the point. So I tried it with the cheese, and Scott's yelling at me the other day something, and it threw me off.
Joey, he said sour cream is a type of cheese.
I panicked. I freaked out. My brain went,
poof. Yeah, I mean, I almost said something like that. I almost said chorizo. I mean, it popped in my head.
You watch those things, and that's what I say. It's like, you're always like, I can do that. And when you feel the pressure, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I redeemed myself when you randomly, within, I had 5 seconds to think of it, when you said salad dressings. And I went, okay. And I went with salad dressings. What do I get, like 13.
You got less salad dressings than you got cheeses.
Well, I would hope that even messing up, I'd get more cheeses being a born and bred Wisconsinite, that I should be able to, like, it should be natural. It's, I think it's a part of, like, in order to be a Wisconsinite, when you take that test, you have to be able to name a certain number of cheeses.
Yeah, I would just name ranch for the salad dressing. And, like, that's ranch. Yeah. Is it ranch one of them?
That's the only one that matters.
And then I'm blank.
See, but then I'd be getting a hard time because then I started going down the different ranches. There's buttermilk ranch, there's peppercorn ranch, there's dill ranch. And then it's like, oh, here we go. I'm like, what? They're dressings. They're legitimate. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Joe. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate the donuts. I will. I guess I'm supposed to try to see if I can be that person. Maybe we can all take a different donut personality type and display it, and we'll get that up on our socials this morning. You can check it out at F1061 Mornings. We got $1,000 cash we want to get you hooked up with, and we'll do that right after Chris Young.
The iHeart Country 16K Workday.
Luck is your keyword. You want to text right now to 200-200, your chance at $1,000. L-U-C-K, luck.
You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeart Radio info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's luck to 200-200.
FM 106.1.
All right, and coming up, interesting forecast. We've got in the way calling for some white stuff and an update of another shooting in California. Scott will have it for you coming up. Turning the tents next. What's happening on the roads, John?
From the Lynch McGuire.
Good morning from Ritter, from Fox 6 Weather Experts. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon, looking partly sunny, chilly. 38, only the high today, going to be cold. Snow looks like it could start overnight tonight. Tomorrow morning, they say that morning commute could be pretty messy. 1 to 3 inches likely to fall. Going to be more, especially for Sheboygan northward as you get the day started. It is 33 right now in Waukesha, 32 at FM 106.1, and trending in the tens.
Sad news to start trending this morning. 13 people are dead in a shooting at a Southern California nightclub, including a sheriff's deputy and the gunman. It happened in Thousand Oaks, which is about 40 minutes outside of Los Angeles. Witnesses told investigators the killer shot a security guard outside the Borderline Bar and Grill and then threw smoke bombs in the club and then went in shooting. Tony Evers said he's ready to be governor. He got that call from Scott Walker yesterday conceding. And Evers says he wants to look at roads, schools, and health care. Those are the top three things on his list. Michael Jackson tops this year's list of Forbes' highest-paid dead celebrities. His estate earned $400 million. Other celebrities on the list, of course, Elvis. The King is right there with $40 million. Arnold Palmer with $35 million. And Bob Marley has been gone a long time.
Yeah.
Still made $23 million last year. We're jamming.
Yeah,
and that's all. Sports, the Bucks going to find out how good they are tonight, taking on the two-time defending world champion Golden State Warriors out on the West Coast. This is the second game of their four-game swing. Packers getting ready for the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Of course, there's Thursday night football tonight. And you get the Carolina Panthers visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers, both of those teams on win streaks. And that's trending on the tens at 7-11.
All right, coming up, a chance for you to win your way to Jason Aldean in the front row for the show at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. Before you can buy those tickets, by the way, the pre-sale also going on today. You want to check our socials for that code at FM1061 Mornings, but win them in the front row at 7:50. Chance to make you a little richer coming up 8 o'clock. The 16K Workday, in fact, all day today, every hour, a chance at $1,000 right here on FM 106.1. It's Ritter, Scott, Shannon. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of the start to your day. What do you say we pay you back with some commercial-free country to get it going? All right, we'll kick off commercial-free country next and give you some stories to put a big old smile on your face. There's snow in the forecast, and I've got a great one involving snow and something some people have done for a kid in Canada. Yes, of course. When it's snow, you think Canada, don't you? I'll tell you about that next. John, what's going on the roads, though, this morning?
Insurance.
All right, Generational Jeopardy coming about 20 minutes away from that. And your shot at Jason Aldean tickets, front row, maybe second row. We'll find out. Also, Scotty McCurry on the line for you this morning. First, though, we got to give you the stories to start your day off right.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
And as you just heard Scott tell you, snow in the forecast. Tonight it could start into tomorrow morning. We won't get as much as they got in Edmonton, Canada, I promise. This was a lot of snow. It's every afternoon, his mom goes to pick up her son from school and walk him home. Well, he suffers from spina bifida, so he has to be in a wheelchair. And, well, recently they had got so much snow, she was unable to push the wheelchair home and got stuck. Well, she has two other kids went home, grabbed shovels, and were trying to clear the path, but it was still too difficult. And that's when two Good Samaritans pulled up and got shovels themselves and started shoveling out a path to try and get this kid home before they realized, again, this is too hard, and it's much easier to just carry him. They picked up the boy and his chair, carried him a half mile to his house.
That is incredible.
Mom took to Facebook to say thanks and how proud she was that, you know.
Did she get video of that, by the way?
She didn't, no.
I'm surprised that somebody didn't.
She just wrote up a video or wrote up a post saying that, you know, they really show that there's good people out there and I couldn't be more thankful today. Well, apparently the community had seen it because since then, neighbors just keep showing up and shoveling the path between the school and the house. So
that's so really cool.
Never have to worry about that again.
My story comes out of Atlanta, Georgia. Nick and Stephanie Saspy were at an event kind of similar to what Jazz in the Park is downtown. Lots of people sitting out on the lawn, enjoying their time with their toddler, Jude. Well, when they told Jude, hey, it's time to go, time to say bye-bye.
Hey, Jude.
As many toddlers do, wanted to hug to say bye, but they weren't with anybody. So Jude goes around the entire yard space that this event was on and starts hugging random strangers.
Love it.
To the point where strangers were coming up to Jude and asking for hugs. The video is so cute. Of course, the mom had to like follow behind her and say like, okay, this is why my child is trying to hug you right now. But if you want to check it out, FM106.com, keyword mornings.
That's
so
awesome.
Cute. And that's the good stuff.
Good morning, 741 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. We are commercial-free through 9:30 this morning, powered by Waterstone Bank here on FM 106.1. And your chance, grab Jason Aldean tickets, Generational Jeopardy. We need one millennial and one Gen X to play. If you want to be that millennial Gen X right now, 800-799-1061. We'll get that coming up, 10 minutes. Wheels rolling on Riley Green, there was this girl with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on FM 106.1 with a chance at $1,000. That's coming up 8 o'clock. First, though, it is time now for Generational Jeopardy. Amanda and Waukesha are millennial, Laura and Heartland representing the Gen X. And before we play the game, we always get to like to know our contestants. You know, we're going to spend some time hanging out together. We're all part of friends and family, and I love food. So, Amanda, what did you have for dinner last night?
I made that chicken crack that everybody's been posting about on Facebook.
Are there leftovers?
There are.
Wait, what? Explain. I don't chicken crack.
I want the recipe for that. It was actually pretty good.
Well, you know what, Laura, Amanda can hook you up with it after that. What did you have, though?
I had sushi from Meijer.
Oh, there you go.
California roll, or was it like actual like raw meat sushi?
No, California roll.
Have you tried the sushi crack?
No.
That's delicious.
Sushi is crack to me. All right. Anyway, let's get to this. Generational Jeopardy. There are three rounds. Got to give your answers within 5 seconds. If you get it wrong or can't get it in time, the other player has a chance to steal. If after the three rounds there is still a tie, it becomes sudden death at that point. Obviously, as our millennial Amanda, you'll get Gen X questions. As our Gen X Laura, you will get millennial questions. And, well, since Laura was on the phone first, that's where we're going to begin the game today.
Okay.
All right, Laura, what pop star alongside Randy Jackson and Simon Cowell made up the first panel of judges on American Idol?
Paula Abdul.
That's correct.
This video store chain named after a town in California was founded in 1988, and it was Blockbuster's biggest competitor. Millennial Amanda.
Hollywood Video.
Perfect.
All right, at the end of round one, 1-1, Millennial Amanda, Gen X Laura.
I've got a similar question, Scott. All right, Laura, this question is for you. This streaming service was originally a service that provided DVDs by mail.
Blockbuster?
Millennial Amanda, you can steal.
Netflix.
That's correct.
All right, Millennial Amanda. He was the first man to land on the moon.
Neil Armstrong.
That's it.
All right, at the end of the second round, Millennial Amanda pulling away 3-1 against Gen X Laura. Final round here, and Laura, you're going to need this question to stay in the game.
All right, Laura, this movie starred Kristen Wiig and was the film that started the meme that says, "Help me, I'm poor."
Bridesmaids?
That's correct.
All right.
Millennial Amanda, you get this one right, you seal the win.
Aaron Rodgers was born in 1983, the same year this game where you built a tower of wooden blocks until it fell was invented.
Jenga.
That's it. And for the win, Millennial Amanda, congratulations.
Woo!
All right, there's two envelopes left, A and E. Which one would you like, assuming you want Jason Aldean tickets?
E.
E?
Yeah. You said A and E?
Yep, A and E.
Okay.
Well, Amanda, there's front row tickets in here.
Oh, my God.
Jason Aldean in the front row for you.
Congratulations.
Laura, we're going to get you set up with tickets for Scotty McCreery at our Country Christmas Triple Play at the Rave.
Okay.
We'll play again tomorrow, 7:50. I will tell you what we know now. Second row tickets tomorrow right here at FM 6.1. Your chance at $1,000, though, is coming up next. Hadn't had a good time. Commercial free through 9:30 here on FM 6.1. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon with our friend Woj joining us in the studio this morning because there's another concert we have to talk about.
Wojo, it's been so long since we've seen you.
I know. Isn't it great? You know, every 2 weeks, whether we need to or not. You know, here we go.
I was just going to say, have you left or did you just like live in the conference room
actually,
on the couch?
Actually, you didn't realize this, but I was actually sleeping in the corner of the ISN studio. Bellion had to step over me every day. It's just the way it worked. Just the way it's been.
You just thought you were a rug, huh?
Exactly.
Well, when we last saw you,
my head went all kind of places with that.
Okay, then.
I didn't say a floor mat. I said a rug.
Okay, I apologize.
We digress. Yes, okay. The last time we saw you were announcing Billy Currington after the Milwaukee Admirals game on April 13th.
April 13th.
But as we know, the Admirals are notorious for having two country music nights with the Admirals.
Yes, we are. And you know what? It's ironic that the last of our first of our shows was the last one to announce, as it all turned out, because you know, sometimes it's difficult to, you know, dialing something in. But Brett Young's going to be with us on January the 25th.
Nice!
January the 25th.
The day before we leave for Punta Cana.
Yeah, how about that?
So once we go again. Brett Young, hang out, have a late night, catch that plane early the next morning. There's nothing a Bloody Mary's not going to fix on the way to Punta Cana.
I'm with you.
But once again, Brett Young was at Summerfest this past year, packed house. Everybody knew every single word to every single song. He is such a great performer. That's a great get for you guys.
And the cool thing is tickets are already on sale.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. And the greatest thing about it, guys, you know, and we were talking before we went on here that there's a lot of shows going around. There's a lot of things going on in town, but where are you going to get a ticket to a hockey game? Plus a great concert.
A great hockey game. Let's be clear about that. The Admirals, a great team playing very well.
Absolutely. For less than $30.
So when you get tickets, whether it's Ticketmaster, if you go to the box office, you don't ask for tickets to the Brett Young concert.
For the next day or two, probably not. There'll be an icon. You'll be able to click on our website to get there. But just no, I ask for tickets for the January 25th. You know, go online like right now if you want. Go on Ticketmaster.com and buy tickets for the January 25th game. We guarantee Brett Young will be
make sure you get the best seats. You get them ahead of time now. The stage is usually set up in front of the bank thing or whatever, the little club. So if you can figure out where that is in the arena, there's my little tip I'm giving you to find tickets around that area.
North end of the building. The stage is always on the north end of the building, and takes 15 minutes to get up after the game, and we're up and running.
This thing's going to be, as Shannon said, he had a huge crowd at Summerfest, so free hockey or free concert, your choice. You only have to pay for one of them.
Two amazing FM 106.1 Coors Light Country Music Night with the Milwaukee Admirals.
Summerfest.
I can't believe this,
This weekend, you're saluting vets, right?
Absolutely. Well, I don't sit and get teary-eyed very often, but when John Greenberg grabs the mic and asks all the vets to stand up, it is about the touching thing, and the salute and what those men and women have given for this country is incredible. Active military, veterans, all courtesy United Steelworkers. It's just phenomenal.
They get in free?
Free.
They get it free.
Up to six people through the USO.
Wow.
Incredible.
And their families.
So awesome.
So it's outstanding. It's just a wonderful night, and it's one of the true great nights of the year.
That's exciting.
And go check that out. Support the Milwaukee Admirals. Get your tickets for that January 25th game with the post-game concert starring Brett Young.
We're going to see you next week for a third country music night with the Admirals?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Okay. Start one. Make one up anyway.
We're excited. All right.
Thanks,
Wojo. Four great shows. Thank you.
Here's Brett now at 8:08. 8:14, it's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. Chilly start to the day. We'll see 38 at some point. Looks like maybe even some snow showers tonight into tomorrow. Oh, it's already here. Internet buzz over what one woman did to her fiancé after he gave the engagement ring. We're going to talk about that next after Jimmy Allen here in FM 106.1. Good morning, 8:17. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. We are commercial-free through 9:30 this morning, powered by Waterstone Bank. And the internet buzz over something that a woman did to her, well, is he still fiancé? What's up with that, Shannon?
I don't know if he's still her fiancé, but basically this woman was snooping around, or she says that she just came upon it randomly, and she found a ring in her boyfriend's drawer. So she figured, okay, well, he's planning to propose to me. And like, she didn't like the ring. So what she did is she posted it on Reddit and said, okay, I found this in my boyfriend's nightstand. Not a fan. Please roast and tell me how to tactfully say no. You need to get something different.
Oh my goodness.
Thoughts?
No tact at all. I can't believe she would
do that. I'm so...
Is this even made up? Is this for real? Is she just looking for a reaction to see how many people hate on her on social media?
Here's the thing. What if it was from a previous girlfriend? What if, I don't know, usually you go shopping together to kind of like show.
Sarah and I didn't. My wife and I did nothing. I just blindly got her the ring that I got for her. But I also know who she is and I know
kind
of the style that she is.
Right. Sarah has probably showed you in the past, Scott.
No, maybe this was a family heirloom. Maybe this came from a grandmother or something.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was thinking because it doesn't look like it's. It might just be a bad picture, but it doesn't look like it's super like shiny or anything like that. What if it was his grandma's or something?
If a girl did that to me, I'd tell her to pack sand.
If she said...
I'd be like, you're out. See ya.
Okay.
There's the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out. Because I hope this guy didn't marry her because he saved himself a ton.
Let's take this posting it on Reddit and that sort of thing out of the question, though. I want to know if, like, ladies, if you're... future husband proposes to you with a ring that you don't necessarily care for, do you actually feel fine with it in the moment because he just loves you so much that he proposed to you? Or do you mention it to him saying, you know, that's not really my style? What do you do?
I've never been proposed to, but I can tell you this. You don't take to social media or Reddit or wherever she went
to get
advice from total strangers and humiliate him. Now this thing, everybody in the world knows this is going on.
Right.
And his friends are going to say, oh, dude, sorry. She just outed you as a terrible ring buyer.
Right. But I'm taking that out of the picture now because I'm curious if people have in the past said, you know, I don't really like this ring. Would you mind if we go and get something different? There's nothing. You would not feel hurt. Like, if you proposed to JD?
My wife is on her third. We've been married a long time. She's on her third diamond. She's upgraded twice on her engagement ring to her.
But what about that initial one? If you are down on one knee, maybe she says yes, and then she says, you know, would you mind if we went to go and look at rings?
I wouldn't mind
and got
that.
Something different.
I wouldn't mind that. No, I mean, if she's saying it to me, that's one thing. If she's taking to social media.
Take that part out.
I guess, yeah.
Well, I can't. This is a ridiculous story.
I'm with you, Scott. Agree. Absolutely. But, okay, I get what you're saying, Shannon. If you get a ring from a guy that you don't like, how do you handle that situation? 799-1061, or you can hit us on our socials at FM1061 Mornings. We continue commercial free with Jason Aldean at 821. Some days it's tough to ski. Good morning, it's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on FM 106.1. So a woman went snooping around in her boyfriend's stuff, found an engagement ring she didn't like, put him on blast on Reddit, and I don't know, what do you do in that situation if you're getting a ring from a guy and you don't like it? How do you handle that situation, Sam?
I would take the ring and be happy, because if a man loves you enough to propose to you, I don't think materialistic things really should matter.
I agree with you, Sam. I just feel like some people are very, very particular. Like, what if it was you really wanted, like, an oval solitaire sort of thing, and he gave you this, like, multi-diamond, gaudy, big ring? Hopefully he would know you enough to, like, realize that you wouldn't want something like that.
He thought that's what you wanted. He put thought into it of what you wanted.
Well...
did he put thought into it?
Probably not.
I put thought into a lot of Christmas presents for my wife over here.
Yeah, and you get, oh, golly.
That doesn't mean that she hasn't returned them for something else. You know, it happens. And I wouldn't have an issue. Now, not that it happened with my wife with our ring. She wore her first engagement ring for, I don't know, 10 years before we upgraded to a bigger one. But, I would have had no problem if she said, do you mind if I go to a different style?
Yeah, and that's what I do. I just wear my wedding band.
Gotcha.
I'm not a materialistic person. I don't think that I presents are different, I feel like, than rings. And I think that if you need to have a big ring to justify your marriage, then it's just not really.
Yeah. I want that clap again for you, Sam. I'll clap again for you. Yeah. Preach. Preach, girl. That's awesome.
That's Ritter's way of saying, I'm cheap and I'm going to keep buying small rings.
No, but it's the truth. The size of the ring does not show the size of your love or the size. I don't know. And how do you handle that situation? Hit our socials at F1061 Mornings or 799-1061. We continue commercial free with Kane Brown. Here's Lose It. Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon inside commercial free country, powered by Waterstone Bank this morning. And Shannon came across this on the internet. A woman found an engagement ring, and she wasn't happy with it.
Right. So she ended up finding it in her boyfriend's nightstand. I don't think that she was, I don't think that she was happy with it. She wasn't snooping. But then she posted it on Reddit, and everybody was blasting her for it.
So what we want to know is, if you're in a situation where someone gives you a ring or something, and you don't like it, how do you handle that situation? Kelly, McGuanago?
She's a straight-up B.
Yeah, she is. I agree with that.
No arguments from this room.
I agree.
Okay. I would, if I was a guy, I'd run.
See, that's what I said. I hope he's not, because you know what? This was the ultimate, like, she saved him. She legit saved that dude, because he would have had to deal with this monster for the rest of his life.
Exactly. The car won't be good enough. The house won't be big enough. You're right. Blah, blah, blah.
So what would you do in that situation?
I wouldn't care if it was a dandelion ring. It's not about the ring.
I feel like that's the majority of everyone that's called or waited on our socials that said is it's about that. And I'm so glad that that's the general consensus. I don't know if it's just that anyone that feels the other way isn't brave enough to speak up and say things, you know, opposite of that. But I would hope that most people aren't that shallow.
No, I think it would be a very small minority of women that would want to immediately return the engagement ring and get a new one.
Yeah, that's just a shallow person. She's out for the wrong reason.
Totally agree with you, Kelly, 100%. You want to weigh and hit our socials this morning at FM1061 Mornings. You're given a ring. You don't like it. What you do? Think about it. Here's Luke Bryan now. I open my eyes. Couple weeks away, Kip Moore at the Riverside, the acoustic show. Very limited tickets still left for that, so you want them, get them before they are sold out. All the info is on the concerts page right now at F106.com. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. We are commercial-free through 9:30 this morning. And, boy, quite the reaction to the woman who found a ring that was supposed to be an engagement ring, she assumed, from her boyfriend, and blasted him on Reddit about this situation. So that, how do you handle that situation if someone gives you a ring that you don't like, Brianna?
Well, I think it depends. Like me, I hate diamonds. I'm very vocal about how I hate diamonds. So I think if a guy proposed to me with diamonds, that tells me he hasn't been listening.
Okay, you've said something I have never heard a woman say in my life, and I never thought I would until I die. A woman said, I hate diamonds. So
right?
What does a guy propose with if he doesn't propose diamonds? I'm dumb to this thing.
I love opals. I make it well known I love opals. All of my jewelry is opals.
That's my son's birthstone, opal. It's like a, looks like a white, it's like a white cloudy, almost like pearl,
I'm thinking of onyx, sorry.
Yeah, you're thinking of onyx.
Black or a white opal, okay.
Yeah, I've actually told my friends that it's their job to make sure that my boyfriend makes sure he proposes with an opal and not a diamond.
So back to your hate of diamonds, where does that stem from, do you think?
Therapist Scott Dolphins over here. He's got his glasses and notepad,
reading,
by the way.
I'm trying to read into you here.
Yeah, when you're surrounded by them for your life and your mom's constantly wanting bigger ones, you just learn not to like them.
Gotcha. Okay.
See, so it stems from a problem in childhood. Okay, got that. So,
but no, I think that if you've made it clear what type of jewelry you like, and he doesn't get that jewelry, then he doesn't know you, and why marry someone who doesn't know you?
I get that. If he says, if you say, I hate diamonds, you're right. That's on him if he buys
you're
your diamond
absolutely
ring.
Spot on with that. You weigh in our socials. How would you react to the situation? At FM1061 Mornings. We continue commercial free. I cut my bangs with Dan and Shay, Tequila, with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on FM106.1. And you find a ring that you're supposed to be getting from your significant other. You don't like it. How do you handle that situation? It actually happened to you, huh?
16 years ago, I was given a Marquise diamond, which is very beautiful, but I wanted and love a round solitaire.
Okay.
And 16 days or years later, I'm happily married. I didn't say a word, and I love my husband more than I do my ring.
That is a great statement. Thank you very much. You can weigh in our socials at F1061 Mornings. To the honky tonk. Jake Owen down to the honky tonk with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on F106.1. Good morning. Talking about what happens when you get a ring or you find out that you're going to be getting a ring from a guy and you don't like it. Great responses on our socials at F106.1 Mornings. General consensus, you take the ring for what it is because love means more than a ring. But Joel, you've actually got the guy's perspective of that situation.
I don't know what anybody else thinks, but my wife actually pawned her diamond ring and bought me a motorcycle.
Wow, what? That is true love.
She's just as comfortable with a $25 costume jewelry as she is with a $5,000 diamond.
Never let her go, Joe.
I know. I married her. Been married for 23 years. I ain't going nowhere now. So she figured she could, we'd both enjoy it rather than her wearing a diamond ring.
Damn, that is so true. Yeah, that's a great idea.
So what I did was I made a plaque that says her diamond ring and put it on the back.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you so much for the call. You want to continue weighing in, our socials got it up at F1061 Mornings. Your chance at $1,000 is coming up next.
Yeah, I'm having a record here.
Just got word, tickets just about gone for both of those shows there at Church of the Finest Reform, end of March. You want to get yours before they're gone, go to FM106.com right now. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon with the latest from Dustin Lynch, Good Girl.
I got it, good girl, come with your hand, girl, cause I don't dance.
December 15th, Lee Bryce, part of our country Christmas triple play at the Rave. Those tickets on sale now, you want to get it before they're gone. Head to FM106.com. Of course, it all kicks off with Eli Young Band on December 6th. Lee Bryce, and that wraps up the next night. Scotty McCurry, December 16th. In fact, a chance to win tickets for Scotty McCurry tomorrow morning around 7:50. And coming up, Generational Jeopardy.
Here's a question for you. Who was the first man on the moon?
I know the answer. We'll find out if you do next.
Giant leap.
Good morning, it's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on FM106.1, commercial-free through 9:30. And time now for Generational Jeopardy. Amanda in Waukesha, our millennial. Laura in Heartland representing the Gen X. Because we like to get to know our contestants before we play the game. And I love food. No secret about that. So Amanda, what did you have for dinner last night?
I made that chicken crack that everybody's been posting about on Facebook.
Are there leftovers?
There are.
Wait, what? Explain. I don't. Chicken crack.
I want the recipe for that. It was actually pretty good.
Well, you know what, Laura, Amanda can hook you up with it after that. What'd you have, though?
I had sushi from Meijer.
Oh, there you go.
California roll, or was it like actual like raw meat sushi?
No, California roll.
Have you tried the sushi crack?
No.
That's delicious.
Sushi is crack to me. All right, anyway. Let's get to this. Generational Jeopardy. There are three rounds. Got to give your answers within 5 seconds. If you get it wrong or can't get it in time, the other player has a chance to steal. If after the three rounds there is still a tie, it becomes sudden death at that point. Obviously, as our millennial Amanda, you'll get Gen X questions. As our Gen X Laura, you will get millennial questions. And, since Laura was on the phone first, that's where we're going to begin the game today.
Okay.
All right, Laura. What pop star alongside Randy Jackson and Simon Cowell made up the first panel of judges on American Idol?
Paula Abdul.
That's correct.
This video store chain, named after a town in California, was founded in 1988, and it was Blockbuster's biggest competitor. Millennial Amanda.
Hollywood Video.
Perfect.
All right, at the end of round one, 1-1, Millennial Amanda, Gen X Laura.
I've got a similar question, Scott. All right, Laura, this question is for you. This streaming service was originally a service that provided DVDs by mail.
Blockbuster?
Millennial Amanda, you can steal.
Netflix.
That's correct.
All right, Millennial Amanda. He was the first man to land on the moon.
Neil Armstrong.
That's it.
All right, it's the end of the second round. Millennial Amanda pulling away 3-1 against Gen X Laura. Final round here. And Laura, you're going to need this question to stay in the game.
All right, Laura, this movie starred Kristen Wiig and was the film that started the meme that says, "Help me, I'm poor."
Bridesmaids.
That's correct.
And I like that Germantown still called. All right.
Millennial Amanda, you get this one right, you seal the win.
Aaron Rodgers was born in 1983, the same year this game where you built a tower of wooden blocks until it fell was invented.
Jenga.
That's it for the win. Millennial Amanda, congratulations.
Woo.
We'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:50, your chance at Jason Aldean tickets, Scotty McCreary tickets as well, online right here at F106.1 as we continue commercial-free with Marin now. FM 106.1 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Looking forward to a weekend ahead. In fact, a big weekend with the holidays right around the corner. What is it? Santa's showing up in the malls and some big parades.
Yeah, you're going to be in Germantown, right, tomorrow afternoon?
I will. Looking forward to that.
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, yeah. I like how you're getting ahead of it, though, because I'm off tomorrow, so my brain is doing that, too.
Right.
I'm skipping ahead already now.
I always love the Racine Holiday Parade, which starts at 5:30 Main Street downtown.
It's cool at night.
It is. It's a huge parade. It's going to be a lot of cold. Bundle up for either of those parades. Saturday's going to be chilly. And don't forget our vets. The 100-and-some annual Milwaukee Veterans Day Parade is this coming Saturday. It steps off downtown at 11 o'clock, runs right through downtown all the way to the War Memorial. Bring the kids. There's going to be tanks and jeeps and bands and lots of veterans and active military. So we're looking forward to that, too.
Mentioned too, we've got the largest collection of veteran photos in a big photo gallery right now at up at FM106.com. You want to check that out and say thanks to everyone. Let's check out the roads, though, right now, John.
Before he sees me.
I still like Carrie's hubby Mike's version of that song much better.
Was it Before He Bleeds?
Yes, the Deer Hunter version. Check it out on our page at F106.com. Keyword mornings. It's Ritter, Scott Shannon. Good morning. Thank you, by the way, for letting us be a part of the start to the day. Billy's got another chance for you to grab $1,000 coming up here at 10 o'clock. In fact, every hour today, your shot at a grand. And I am off. Today's getaway day. Well, I'm not really going anywhere. I'm just going to enjoy a day home tomorrow. Jackson and I, well, Daddy Jackson Day.
Hey, we still have some great tickets to go away for Jason Aldean.
Second row.
They go on sale tomorrow.
They do.
So you're still winning them before you can buy them.
Yes, exactly.
Pre-sale is happening today. We've got that code for you on our socials at FM1061 if you want to check it out. What's going on with you, Shan?
Today, I am off to go and teach junior achievement at New Berlin Eisenhower.
That's so exciting.
Or participate in like a career day thing.
You're going to tell them how glamorous radio is.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, we got donuts today.
We did.
I woke up at 3 this morning.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah, it was quite the day. Joey from Cranky Owls brings us donuts. Wojo comes in to tell us that he's giving us Brett Young. Well, yeah. Sort of. The Milwaukee Admirals, the FM 106.1 Country Music Night.
It's like Christmas came early.
It is. Oh, Santa, I know him. I'm so excited for Christmas. By the way, found out the Christ Kindle Market is going up outside of the Fiserv right now. They're working on that.
Yeah, it looks really good so far.
What did your boyfriend Adam call it, Shannon?
Don't do this. He's going to yell at me. He called it the Kris Kringle Market.
He's not far off. I'll allow it. He'll learn, though, eventually.
He's going to yell at me. Like, that would be the first time as much as you talk about him.
Stop it. Let's cut. Mic's off.
Oh, you have a fantastic day. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, the Jason Aldean tickets for you. And don't forget Scotty McCreary at our Country Christmas Triple Play. That's at 7:50.
Cloudy now, cloudy later, and windy today as well. It'll be highs in the upper 30s. Snow begins after midnight tonight, making our morning commute a bit messy tomorrow. 1 to 3 inches is possible. High tomorrow, 34. It's 32 in West Dallas, 33 FM 106.1.